What can you tell me about the crash?
Actually, this morning, just around the 7 o'clock hour, we received a call in reference to some low visibility conditions on Interstate 10 in the area of mile marker 321. Obviously, troopers were dispatched to that area, but unfortunately, shortly after that, or briefly after that, we received a call in reference to a multi-vehicle traffic crash that occurred in that same area. Upon investigation or preliminary investigation, a tractor trailer that was traveling eastbound on Interstate 10 near mile marker 321 was slowing down due to the low visibility conditions caused by smoke and fog. As he was approaching and entering into the shoulder at a slow pace in order to safely stop, he was rear-ended by another tractor trailer, which unfortunately was rear-ended by a third tractor trailer, and a chain reaction crash ensued with that one. That first crash involved five vehicles shortly after, and due to not only those conditions, due to the impact and collision damage, low visibility conditions, several other crashes occurred in that various area as well. So we did have crashes on both eastbound and westbound lanes of I-10, which did shut down the entire roadway for that short period of time. With that being said, we made the decision to go ahead and divert traffic due to the extensive low visibility with smoke and fog. In order to try to traverse traffic through that area in a safer fashion while the investigations were being conducted on those multiple crashes. Two patients were involved and sustained minor injuries and were transported to Ed Frazier Hospital, and no other injuries were reported throughout those collisions, so we're very thankful for that. The roadway is currently being opened at this time. The vehicle's been removed. The smoke fog has lifted or shifted to allow the safe passage of the interstate. So once our investigators are finished tidying up, the last-minute cleanup of those various locations, we will open up the roadway for vehicular traffic.
There were some people were saying that they saw smoke in the area. Was there a fire, or was that just like the fog that was in the area?
It's actually going to be both. There was definitely smoke related into this low visibility condition. We contacted Florida Forestry. They did not have anything on file reference to prescribed burn or anything like that. So our investigators and our command staff is doing a deeper dive into what occurred with that, obviously coordinating with the forestry division. But with that being said, it was definitely an active fire somewhere in that area. Very low visibility, meaning, 150 to 100 feet is what it was reduced to. So very, very, very unsafe conditions for obviously for interstate travel. So we're thankful for obviously this not being, which could have been turned into a very severe issue. We're thankful that, this is contained to what it was. And then, of course, we're very, very appreciative of the motoring public's patience, as not only when we cleaned up this scene, but also with the detoured traffic trying to traverse, them through that area safely.
If you're ever in the situation where you drive and there's just low visibility, what do you recommend?
Our recommendation when you're entering low visibility conditions, obviously, is, illuminate your low beam headlights. You want to utilize the low beam headlights due to the fact that if you use high beams, which some people think they could see better, basically what it does is it illuminates the low visibility, the smoke or the fog, light refracts off of it. And causes even a worse issue. So low beam headlights obviously reduce the speed. And of course, if it's unsafe, where you just really like in this situation, very, very low visibility conditions, obviously put on your hazard lights, pull over off of the roadway, far enough off the roadway that you're out of harm's way. And then obviously wait. Typically these conditions change very rapidly. And then of course, once you wait, and then obviously it returns to a better visibility, then obviously proceed on your route.
And you said two people were hurt. Nobody was killed?
Correct. No fatalities. We did have two injuries involved in the numerous crashes that were there. I believe it was about four total crashes that occurred in the area. And with that said, they were minor in nature, although they were transported to a local hospital.